traditions can be found on every continent. For a while, whether rightly or wrongly, they seem to be automatically and primarily associated with Africa. Perhaps this is why it gives me such great pleasure to lead my address to the 67th regular session of the United Nations General Assembly with news of progress from Ghana and stories of success from the African continent. Today, Africa boasts of some of the fastest growing economies in the world, with Ghana being one of them. The number of countries engaged in conflict is steadily decreasing year after year. And as that happens, we are also witnessing a steady increase in the number of countries that are governed along democratic lines. As is true of all new democracies, these systems are not without their flaws. And while they may not be perfect, they are promising. In fact, three of the African countries that lost their leaders this year, Ethiopia, Malawi, and of course Ghana, experienced seamless and peaceful constitutional transitions of power to a new leadership. You see, today, right now, there is something spectacular happening in Africa. Growth is taking the place of stagnation. Tranquility is taking the place of turmoil. Democratic governance founded on the rule of law is taking the place of dictatorship. There is no denying the visibility and viability of these significant developments. At the very least, they require an examination of long-held views and misconceptions about the African continent. These developments must also find expression in the manner in which the developed world relates to Africa. In many ways, this is already taking place, but the shift has only just begun. There's still much room for improvement, but I am inspired by what I see, which are limitless possibilities for Africa and its engagement with the rest of the world. As the United Nations Human Development Index will attest, we in Ghana have made tremendous strides in a number of areas with the aim of improving the living conditions of our people. Ghana is on track to achieve a good number of the targets set under the Millennium Development Goals. Significant progress has been made in the following areas: in reducing poverty, gender parity in school enrollment, universal primary education, provision of safe drinking water, and the fight against HIV/AIDS. Unemployment is a challenge that exists on a global scale. Nearly all nations, be they developed or developing, are grappling with finding ways to tackle this potential threat to social and economic stability. In Ghana, we are attempting to deal with this problem as aggressively and as effectively as possible by finding solutions that are long-term and sustainable. This includes a program we will launch to encourage young people to become entrepreneurs, owning their own businesses, and through that, becoming employers rather than employees. In Africa, to say that the youth are our future is slightly misleading. Nearly 60% of the continent's entire population is below the age of 35. Our youth are not only our future, they are also our present. In Ghana, we've been working assiduously to empower and support our youth to ensure that they are not left behind in the fast-changing global economic, educational, and social priorities. Government is implementing several social protection programs across various sectors to cushion the poor and vulnerable and to ensure that the fruits of our economic growth are distributed equitably. Under these programs, massive investments have been and are still being made in education, in healthcare, modernization of agriculture, social infrastructure, and direct payments to poorest households. In furtherance of our battle against HIV/AIDS, a new 5-year strategic plan has been launched to consolidate the gains that have already been made in reducing the prevalence of the disease. Under this new plan, our target is to achieve a virtual elimination of mother-to-child transmission and to expand access to antiretroviral therapy for persons living with HIV/AIDS. The government of Ghana has committed 150 million Ghana cedis, the equivalent of about $80 million, as its contribution to the financing of this new strategic plan. But this is not enough. We are now finding ourselves in a rather ironic situation, and one that is threatening the advances we've made thus far. Ghana, like several other developing countries that have made remarkable headway in combating this disease, is becoming a victim of its own success. As the numbers associated with the disease, rates of infection and mortality go down, so too do the figures in the global funding for HIV/AIDS programs. This leaves a considerable financing gap for many African countries such as Ghana that are trying not only to maintain progress but also move closer to complete eradication of the disease. In 1992, under the constitution of its Fourth Republic, Ghana established itself as a multi-party democracy. Since then, we have held 5 successful elections that have resulted in a smooth transfer of power from one democratically chosen leader to another. When it comes to transparency in the electoral exercise, Ghana is in fact held up as an example of excellence. We're just a few weeks away from conducting our 6th successive presidential and parliamentary elections. As president, I wish to assure the international community that this election too will be free, fair, and peaceful. I am so certain of our stability through this process that I wish to extend a warm welcome to any individual or any organization that would like to come and monitor these elections. This commitment to peace that I have pledged in the past and I'm pledging anew today is in keeping with a long-standing tradition that Ghana has established domestically and internationally. In the 1960s, when Ghana deployed 8,800 soldiers to the former Congo Leopoldville, now the Democratic Republic of Congo, it went on record to become the first African country to participate in a UN peacekeeping mission. Since then, Ghana has continued to be an active and key partner in the UN's peacekeeping program and was recently ranked among the top 10 largest contributors of personnel to peacekeeping operations over the years. Currently, we have troops in 5 peacekeeping theaters throughout the world. Ghana's consistent championing of peace is neither accidental nor coincidental. Rather, it is by design and by determination. We have always recognized peace as critical to development and to the overall improvement and enrichment of our people's lives. It is no wonder, therefore, that in 1961, when U.S. President John F. Kennedy established the Peace Corps, its very first mission was in Ghana. In the past 2 decades, Ghana's position on peace has been tested again and again, as the West African sub-region was ravaged by one civil war or another. However, we have held firm to that position, and we will continue to do so. Because Ghana wishes to coexist harmoniously with all of our neighbors, when legislating policy, we are ever conscious of the importance of peace. When offering asylum or a safe haven to refugees, we are ever protective of our borders, making certain that political conflicts and ethnic tensions do not cross over onto our soil. The unfolding tensions in Cote d'Ivoire and Mali have been and continue to be of particular concern to us. Let me state that Ghana will not allow its territory to be used to destabilize any other nation. We will not be the storehouse of any resources or weapons that will be used to disrupt the peace and development of other nations. We will not harbor any individuals or groups whose intent is to utilize Ghana as a base of operation to undermine the safety and security of our neighbors. We will work under the ECOWAS protocol and utilize whatever other tools of diplomacy are at our disposal to ensure that security and peace are established in Mali and Cote d'Ivoire, and that these countries find a place alongside their fellow African countries in the continent's forward march towards prosperity. Ghana has a strong belief in the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. Under the principle of self-determination of people, Ghana was the first sub-Saharan African country to emerge from colonial domination. The independence of Ghana is meaningless, proclaimed Dr. Kwame Nkrumah, our nation's founding father, unless it is linked with the total liberation of the African continent. In keeping with this right of self-determination, we wish to restate our support for an independent, prosperous Palestinian state coexisting peacefully with a free, stable Israeli state. We also reiterate our position to the continuous blockade on Cuba and call for an immediate lifting of that embargo. The 21st century is fast being described as the century for Africa. Last year, of the 10 fastest growing economies in the world, 6 were African. Ghana, my own country, posted one of the highest GDP growth rates with a final outturn of 14%. Foreign direct investments amounted to some $1.5 billion across the various sectors. This type of sustained growth in combination with security and democracy can only ensure an Africa that will bear no resemblance to the ghost of its former self. An Africa where we create equal opportunities for women to realize their full potential and where there's a respect for the rights of all human beings. This new Africa will wean itself off handouts and humanitarian relief. It will not continue to succumb to the corruption and oppression of despots. This new Africa will stand on the world stage as a mutual partner. True partnership, of course, must be based on equality. When the founding fathers of the United Nations established the Security Council some 66 years ago, it was based on the reality of that time. Almost 7 decades later, the paradigms and dynamics of this world have shifted dramatically. The lines that divided our world and characterized it into hierarchies of first and third, the lines that were drawn by settlers transforming one sovereign lands into colonies and territories, all of these boundaries have now become blurred. Technology has made information more immediately accessible to the general public and individuals more accessible to one another. The world that we know today is not the same world our fathers and grandfathers knew. Our world is smaller, more integrated, and familiar. The current realities call for greater inclusion to consolidate our common security. They inform Ghana's stand for an expansion of the Security Council to admit more members in order to make a meaningful impact on the many challenges that we all face. Africa is ready for that true and sincere partnership. Our time has come. And Mr. President, I believe my time is up. Thank you very much, and God bless us all.
On behalf of the General Assembly, I wish to thank the President of the Republic of Ghana.